Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Depression to Drive, Gentle Motivation to Move. You know that feeling when your to-do list seems longer than a CVS receipt? And it's not just the tasks, but also those constant demands from everyone around you, right? Today we're diving into something super important for our well-being: setting boundaries. Now, I'm talking about those invisible lines we draw that protect our mental space, our time, and our energy. It's like building a fence around your inner world, and it's way more crucial than you might think. Ever feel like you're constantly saying yes, even when you want to scream no? You know that feeling when you're so overloaded you could just snap? That's a clear sign you need to work on setting boundaries. It's not about becoming a hermit or being selfish, it's about prioritizing your own well-being. Think of it like this: you wouldn't let someone walk into your house and start rearranging your furniture without asking, right? So why are we so quick to let people rearrange our thoughts, time, and energy without setting those same boundaries? Here's the deal. Setting boundaries is a superpower. It helps us manage stress, reduce anxiety, and ultimately live more fulfilling lives. It's like taking control of the remote and choosing which channels you want to watch. So, how do we go about doing this? Let me give you 5 key takeaways to start building those mental fences. 1. Identify your non-negotiables. What are the absolute things you need for your well-being? It could be anything from enough sleep to dedicated time for hobbies. Once you know what's essential, protect it like gold. 2. Learn to say no gracefully. This doesn't have to be a rude rejection. You can simply say, "Thank you for thinking of me, but I'm not able to take that on right now." A simple and polite decline goes a long way. 3. Communicate your boundaries clearly. Don't expect people to read your mind. Let them know what you need and what you're comfortable with. Be direct, but also respectful. You can say something like, "I really value our time together, so I prefer to keep our conversations focused on." 4. Be consistent. Boundaries aren't just for special occasions. They need to be applied regularly, even when it feels uncomfortable. Consistency builds respect and shows others you mean business. 5. Remember, it's okay to adjust. Your needs and priorities change over time, so your boundaries should too. Don't be afraid to reevaluate what works for you and make adjustments as needed. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this: it's Friday night, and everyone is inviting you out. You've had a long week, but you feel that pressure to say yes, because you don't want to disappoint anyone. Sound familiar? But here's the twist: you decide to stay in and recharge. You set the boundary by politely declining the invitations and explaining that you need some quiet time to yourself. Instead of feeling guilty, you feel a sense of calm and accomplishment. You prioritized your well-being, and guess what? The world didn't end. See, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. It's about honoring your needs and creating space for the things that truly matter to you. Remember, you deserve to feel good, both mentally and emotionally. So, let me recap. Setting boundaries is a superpower that helps us manage stress, reduce anxiety, and live more fulfilling lives. Remember those 5 key takeaways: identify your non-negotiables, learn to say no gracefully, communicate clearly, be consistent, and adjust as needed. Start small, build those mental fences, and watch your well-being soar. Now, I want to hear from you. Share a time when setting a boundary made a positive impact on your life. Tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, keep moving forward, one boundary at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.